Okay, now it's our time to go to our good friend Dean Bulldog Ritchie to talk all things Origin. Dino's on the line. Good morning, Dino, and the countdown is on for State of Origin 1. We were talking earlier, Dean, it's a massive advantage, isn't it, to win Game 1. So Queensland at home, New South Wales can't take them lightly, Dino.
Ray, let me start by saying I prefer Jimmy do my intros when he says number one.
Okay. You know what, Dino? I was just about to tap him and say, make sure you say the number one rugby league writer.
Time now to go to our
rugby league expert. We love speaking to him every Sunday morning. He is, of course, the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph. It's Dean Bulldog Ritchie. Hello, Dino.
Oh, good to see Jimmy. Who are you with today? Who's in the studio with you?
You're a hard man, Dino, can you answer my first question? Game one, Brisbane,
on,
Queensland?
Yeah, absolutely, right. That first game's imperative. It really sets the standard for the series. I guess there's a little bit of mixed emotions at the New South Wales Rugby League and the NRL, and in fact, ANZ Stadium. I guess we all in New South Wales want to wrap that series up in two games if possible, but there's also a fear that if the third game is a dead rubber, it might be a difficult job selling out ANZ Stadium, and also obviously that would decrease TV ratings. So quite ideally to come back to Sydney for the decider, which would be a jammed ANZ Stadium, massive ratings would be ideal, but quite clearly the two coaches don't care about that, and I get that. They just want to wrap up the series as quick as is humanly possible.
Spoken like a true administrator and sports promoter there, Dino. I agree with you 100% on that one. What about the build-up to this one, especially with the way Kevvy Walters has behaved, for want of a better term, and the difference in Kev? Have you felt the difference given the number of Origin series that you've covered?
Yeah, I have, Jimmy. I know Kev reasonably well. I wouldn't say we're best mates, but I just find the whole thing very unnatural. It just doesn't seem like it's Kev Walters talking, and he's obviously taking advice from the coach whisperer, Bradley Stubbs. So, but to me, it just doesn't feel like it's Kevin Walters talking. It's like he's assumed a different personality, and I just fear that he's putting pressure on his team and himself by saying that there's no New South Wales, don't mention their names, we will win, this is war. It's all stuff that's sort of left field for Kev's basic personality. I just think he's moving away from the person that we are, and I think he's moving away perhaps from the person that his own players know.
Well, Dino, contrast that to the build-up in the Blues camp, and we know that Brad Fittler does things very much his way, but can you contrast how the Blues prepare and Fittler's sort of approach going into Game 1 compared to Queensland?
Well, it's a vast contrast, right? Like up there, as we just said, they're running around saying it's war and don't say this. If you say the Blues, you're going to get fined. And it just feels like it's a bit of a tense preparation inside Camp Maroon, where down here, Freddie's got them earthing. He's got them having yoga lessons, breathing classes. A couple of the boys actually fell asleep on the floor the other day during breathing classes. Big pain, apparently nodded off. So quite clearly you can see that, you know, one state feels very tight and tense. And as always, Freddie's got his mob nice and calm. They're composed. They're relaxed. They come back into camp today, guys. They had a couple of days where they went home. They trained this afternoon out there at the New South Wales Rugby League Centre of Excellence inside Olympic Park. They'll train again tomorrow. And I think they're on about a 1 o'clock flight to Brisbane on the Monday. Captain's run Tuesday, a light run there, probably at Suncorp Stadium. And then, of course, Wednesday night is game night.
What are you anticipating the Queensland Rugby League to play on the big screen at Suncorp Stadium when the Blues are having their captains run? Invariably, they play highlights of past series victories. It's uncanny that it just happens to occur at the same time that the Blues are training, yeah.
Well, a couple of years ago, we asked them, but it's always the same time as the big Fogs lunch up there. Of course, that's a big boozy affair and looks like a bit of fun. But, of course, the patrons who are, you know, clearly intoxicated, love coming out on the verandas, yelling at the Blues, and they claim they put the tries on the big screen, guys, for Fog's lunch, but I can't help but think it's some form of siege mentality. Laurie Daly, when he was coach about 3 years ago, decided to brush it. He said, we're not going there because of that very reason. We'll have our captains run down at Pudgeon, when they were based up just outside of town. And he just thought, you know what, I'm not going to have the boys be subjected to any intoxicated patron and all of the sound effects and the big screen. So he just went elsewhere. So I'm not exactly sure that Freddie's going to go to Suncorp Stadium, but I guess the fact that it's not a very pleasant environment to have your final training run at.
Yeah. Fair enough. Hey, Dino, we'll get a tip off every Origin one in a second, but just with some other NRL news, mate, any update on what's happening with Dylan Martini-Selesniak out of Penrith?
Yeah, there is, Ray. There's a bit of scuttlebutt around town. Firstly, there was a talk of a possible player swap with Russell Packer, who seems to be offside over there at the West Tigers. His personality isn't exactly gelling with that of Michael Maguire. But I don't think that's going to eventuate, albeit it has been suggested. The Cowboys were the initial club which emerged as favourites. I'm now hearing that their interest is waning just slightly in the fact that they're just weighing up. As I mentioned on this show about 6 weeks ago, do we have a crack at Dallum and spend some fair coin, or do they sit tight and maybe wait for the Val Holmes experiment to see how it goes there? If it doesn't work out with the Jets, they'll sign up Val Holmes. But at the moment, Ray, I think you'll find there might be a bit of interest at Manly and the West Tigers. So, look, if I had a spare $5, Ray, I'd put Martini-Selesniak being at the West Tigers next year.
The thing about Russell Packer is he's on a considerable amount of money and he's just fallen off a cliff in terms of his performance. So, you know, if he's fallen out with Michael Maguire, I can understand that because his output just hasn't been anywhere near what it should be. Tevita Pangai, what's the latest we've got on Tevita Pangai, Dino?
Yeah, I spoke to you on Wednesday at Big Sports Breakfast, Jim. I mentioned then that the Broncos had offered a 3-year deal. There is an inkling that he does want to stay, but there is still interest down here. I can tell you that the Roosters, the Rabbitohs and the Storm have expressed interest in signing Tevita Pangai Jr. Obviously, he's an absolute powerhouse. So if Brisbane think that this re-signing will be automatic, I think they're going to be sadly misled there, because Rabbitohs, Roosters and Storm, three very significant clubs, three very powerful clubs and certainly three very influential clubs. So I think it's going to be a fight to the death as to who gets Tevita Pangai Jr. starting from next season.
Fair enough. And Dino, you got some news out of the Warriors camp?
Yeah, just a bit of a gossip, I guess you could say, Ray, around young Adam Kieran, their halfback. He started the year in the NRL.
Yes.
And was going to be the next big thing. He signed a 3-year deal. I'm now hearing that if other clubs do show an interest in him, that the Warriors would consider releasing him. So I guess the point of this is that it just, again, shows how fickle the NRL is. You get a young kid, he comes in, he grabs some headlines, he signs a new deal, and he thinks he's sort of flying high in rugby league, but it could be quite a cruel game at times. It looks as if his career and future over there in Auckland is in some doubt. And of course, the Warriors' decision to sign Cody Nikorima was another suggestion that perhaps young Kieran is on the outer. As I said, it's a very fickle game at times.
Yeah, well, Chanel Harris-Tavita is another guy that's come in and shown his NRL quality as well. So they do have some depth in that position. What about Titans v Cowboys today, mate? Any changes?
Yeah, the Gold Coast is saying no changes from the side that's announced on Tuesday night. Jimmy, of course, both sides out without their Origin stars. It's the 4 o'clock game too up there at Cbus Stadium. The Cowboys, though, with Origin and injury, have a substantial unavailable miss. Michael Morgan, Josh Maguire playing for Queensland, and Justin O'Neill's spleen, Matt Scott's shoulder. So there's a lot of reshuffling up there. It could take me a year to go through it all, but a young kid called Mitchell Dunn will start at centre. Jack Clifford will start at halfback, and Scott Bolton will come in there at prop.
Dino, just quickly, mate, your Origin tip for Wednesday night?
Yeah, it's hard, right? You get asked every year. It's State of Origin. You know, I don't want to sit on the fence. It's a flip of a coin. I'll go New South Wales, just the fact I think their side's a bit more balanced with Queensland. I think there's just a couple of concerns, albeit they're exceptionally good players. They've got a half, Michael Morgan in the centres, and then they've got another half, Ben Hunt, playing hooker. So I think you'll find that a couple of players out of position just might give the Blues a slide there. So I'll go to New South Wales again too, because they've had just a nice, calm, settled preparation.
Yeah. I hope you're right, Dino.
It's going to be fascinating. 7:30 on Wednesday, we can watch it on Channel 9. You're covering it for the Daily Telegraph, and that is because you are the number one rugby league writer for the Daily and Sunday Telegraph. Good on you, Dino.
Jimmy, you carry that show for years.
No argument.
Yeah, exactly. No argument. I'd love to argue with you, but...
You won't.
That's right, yeah. Good on you, mate.
Thanks, Ben.